Today's Shir of the Rambam is Perek Chi, the Hilchas Ishus, Chapter 9 of the Laws Concerning Marriage. Halacha Aleph, Paragraph 1. Hamekadesh Shtei Nashim, She'asa Lisa Shteihen Mishum Erva, Ke'achas, Eina Mekudoshas. If a man betroths simultaneously two women whom he is forbidden to marry because they are Erva, they are forbidden, biblically forbidden, their betrothal is invalid. In Achas Mehen Mekudoshas. If, for example, a man betroths simultaneously a woman and her daughter, or two sisters, neither one is validly betrothed. And the reason for this is that there's a rule, a principle in law, that if you could not do something consecutively, then it does not take effect even if you do it simultaneously. Since if he would have married one sister, he would be forbidden to marry the second sister, likewise the mother and the daughter, then if he marries them at the same time, betroths them simultaneously, they are both not betrothed to him. Halacha Beis. Kidesh nashim rabos ka'achas v'amar hare kulchan mikadoshos li v'hayu behen shtei achyos o isha ubita o kiyotza behen ein achas mikulon mikadoshos. If a man betrothed several women at the same time by saying, behold, all of you are betrothed unto me, and among them there are two sisters, or a woman and her daughter, or the like, not one of them is validly betrothed, since he included all of them together, and since we could not marry the two sisters, or the mother and the daughter and the like, none of them are betrothed. In this case, we're talking about that he gave money to one of them for all of them. V'im amar lehen, haru'uya miken li levia mikudeshes li, harikulam mikudeshes lo chutz miachios o isha obita o kiyotze behen. If, however, he says to them, those among you who are eligible for marriage with me are betrothed unto me, all of them, with the exception of the sisters, the woman and her daughter, and similar cases, are betrothed to him, because here he excluded those who are forbidden. V'chein im amar lahen hare kulchan mikudoshes li v'hoysa behen shivcha o goya o isha achas erva kegon eshes ish o bito o achoso v'kayotza behen ein achas mikulam mikudoshes. Similarly, if a man says to a group of women, all of you are betrothed unto me, now among the group there is a bondswoman, or a non-Jewish woman, or a woman who is forbidden, biblically forbidden, for example, a married woman, his daughter, his sister, or the like, and we're dealing with one woman here, none of them is validly betrothed, because again, he included all of the women together with the one who was forbidden to him, and just as the one who was forbidden to him is obviously not betrothed, so too the whole group, because they are considered as one. Ve'im amar haru'uya miken li levia tia mekudeshes li, harikulam mekudeshes lo, chutz me'osa isha she'ein kedushin tofsim bo. If, he says, however, the ones among you who are eligible to be married to me are to be betrothed unto me, all of them are betrothed to him, with the exception of the woman upon whom betrothal takes no effect, which includes the married woman, the non-Jewish woman, and so on. Halacha Gimel, paragraph 3. Amar l'shtei achyos, harei achas miken mikudashes li bozeh, v'nosan lehem pruta, o shikiblata achas ayadei chavrta. If a man says to two sisters, behold, one of you is betrothed unto me with this, and gives both of them a pruta, or one of them accepts it through the hand of the other. One of them is an agent to accept the pruta for the other. V'chein ha'omer la'av, achas mibnosecha mikudeshesli v'kibol ha'av kidusheha. Likewise, if one says to the father, one of your two daughters shall be betrothed unto me, and the father accepts the token of betrothal, whatever it is that he gives for the betrothal, the money or the article of value, now in this case, the law is, kulan tzrichos get mimenu, v'asur lo lavo al achas mihen. All of them require a get, a bill of divorce from him, and he is forbidden to consummate the marriage with any of them. The reason for this is, the Rambam continues, v'pnei shehakidushin tovsin behen, af al pi sheyef shelovo al achas mihen. Because, even though it is not possible to consummate the marriage with any of them, nevertheless, the betrothal takes effect. The reason why the betrothal takes effect is because he said, I'm marrying only one of the two. But since we don't know which one, whichever one he might want to have relations with, that might be a sister of his wife, and that is forbidden. And therefore, there's a need to have a get, a divorce from both of them. In the Talmud, this is disputed by Abaye and Rava. Rava maintains that any betrothal that does not lead, that cannot lead to the consummation of the marriage, is not betrothal. And therefore, in this case, there would be no need even for a get. Since he can never consummate the marriage, the betrothal is invalid. Abaye disagrees, and the law is in conformance with Abaye. And this is an exception to the general rule, because throughout the Talmud, in the hundreds of disputes between these two great sages, we always follow Rava, except in six cases known as Ya'al Kagam, after the initials of the Talmudic statements that they discuss. And this is one of the six cases, and it is the Kuf of Kagam, Kiddushin She'ein Mesurin Labia, betrothal that does not lead to the consummation. Here we follow the opinion of Abaye that it is a valid betrothal, and they do require a get. Halacha Dalet, paragraph 4. Ha'osa shaliach lekadosh lo isha plonis, v'halach v'kitcha lo, v'kiddush ha'meshaleach bi'atzmo li'ima o levita o lachosa. Here's an unusual case. A man delegates an agent to betroth a certain woman for him, and he does so. Now the man himself, the sender, the one who appointed the agent, betroths for himself and by himself the mother of that woman, or the daughter of that woman, or the sister of that woman. Ve'en yidua eiza mehen niskacha rishona, and we do not know which one of those were betrothed first, the mother or the daughter. Shtehen tzrichos geit, v'asuras olav. They both require a bill of divorce from him, because we don't know which one is really betrothed, and they are forbidden to him. He cannot consummate the marriage with any of them, because it is forbidden to marry the relative of one's divorcee. V'chein isha she'asas ha'shaliach l'kadsha, v'holach v'kidsha, v'holcha v'kidsha hi atzma l'acher, v'ein yedua eiza mehem kodem, shnehem nosnin getla. Likewise, if a woman appoints an agent to accept betrothal in her behalf, and the agent goes forth and does so. Now, in the meantime, the woman herself has herself betrothed to another man, and we do not know which betrothal took place first, both men must give her a get. That is, if she wants to marry someone else. Ve'im ratzu, echad nosin get, ve'echad kones. However, if the two men consent, one of them may give her a get, the bill of divorce, and the other man may then consummate the marriage. In Halacha Hey, paragraph 5, the Rambam continues and qualifies this law. Bamed dvarim amurim, when does the foregoing apply? Birachokin, when the second bridegroom is not related to the first. Avol bikrovim, im kitcha hashaliach la'av, v'kitcha hi atzma labein, o la'achu kiyotza behen, shneim nosnin get, v'hi asura l'shneim. However, with regard to relatives, that is, the agent betroths her, for example, to the father, while she has herself betrothed to the son, or the brother, or some similar person. In this case, both must give her a get, a bill of divorce, and she is forbidden to both, because the divorcee of one's father is forbidden to the son, and the divorcee of the son is forbidden to the father, and the divorcee of a brother is forbidden to his brother, and therefore that none of them could consummate the marriage with her. They both must give her a get. Halacha Vav, paragraph 6. Ha'omer l'shlucho, tzei v'kadosh li'isha. A man says to an agent, go forth and betroth a woman unto me. U'meis ha'shaliach, and the agent died, ve'eina yedeya im kidesh im lo kidesh lo isha. And we do not know whether he had the opportunity to betroth the woman for him or not. Hareza b'cheska she'kidesh, she'cheska shaliach lasa shlichuso. The presumption is that he did betroth the woman to him, because the presumption is that a shliach, that an agent, performs his duty and has done as he was told. V'hoil ve'en yedua eza isha kiddishlo, hareza asr b'chol isha sheyeshla krovos shehein erva ima. Since, however, it is not known which woman the agent had betrothed to this person would be forbidden to marry any woman who has relatives that would be forbidden to her husband. Kigon, isha sheyesh labas, o aim, o achos, v'kayotze behen. For example, a woman who has a daughter, a mother, a sister, or the like. This man cannot marry any such woman. And the reason for that is, she'im tomar, yisazo, she'ame ima kiddush lo shlucho, o achosa, o bita. For should you say, let this man marry the woman so-and-so, it's possible that the agent had betrothed in this man's behalf her mother, her sister, or her daughter. Since we don't know whom the agent had betrothed, because he's now not alive, we have to worry about the fact that he might have married this woman's daughter, sister, or mother. Umurta be'isha she'ein la krovos kagon elu. However, he would be permitted to marry any woman who does not have these relatives or the like. Ha'isa la krova kagon eim o achos v'kayotze behen. V'ha'isa ha'krova eishas ish v'shoa she'asa hu shliach. If this woman had a relative, for example, she had a mother or a sister or the like, but this relative was a married woman at the time that this man designated the agent to betroth a wife for him. Even though this woman was divorced before the agent died, he would be permitted to marry this woman. And we do not say, perhaps the agent betrothed this relative after she was divorced, because she was not fit to him at the time that he was designated as an agent. No man would appoint an agent to betroth to himself any woman, but one that he may marry at the time that he appoints the agent. And since in this case, at the time she was married, even though afterwards she was divorced, we do not assume that the agent betrothed him to that woman. Halacha Zayin, paragraph 7. Mi shehayu lo chamisha banim, v'asa kulam shliach es aviyim l'kadish lahim isha. One who has 5 sons, and all the 5 sons appointed their father as an agent to betroth for them a wife. V'amar avi habanim l'ish yesh lo chamish banos, achas mibnosecha mikudeshes li'echad mibanai. Now the father of the son says to a man who had 5 daughters, one of your daughters shall be betrothed to one of my sons. V'kibul ha'av ha'kiddushin. Now the father of the daughters received the token of betrothal for one of his daughters. Kol achas mehen tzricha chamisha gitin mikol ha'achin. Every one of the 5 daughters has to get 5 divorces, one from each one of the brothers, because we don't know which one of the brothers is betrothed to which one of the daughters. As the Rambam continues, Hoel v'kulam nasnu rishus la'av l'kadish lahem isha. Since all of the brothers gave their father permission to betroth a woman for himself. Meis achad mehem, kol achas mehem tzricha arba gitin v'chalitza me'achad mehem. If one of the sons dies, each daughter requires 4 bills of divorce, as well as a chalitza from one of the surviving brothers. The divorces, we understand, because since the 4 brothers, one of them, we don't know which one, is betrothed to one of the daughters, each one has to get a get from each one of the brothers. Now, it's also possible that one of the daughters, any one of the daughters, might actually have been betrothed to the deceased brother, in which case she must get chalitza in order for her to be allowed to remarry. However, she only has to get chalitza from only one of the brothers, because once you get chalitza from one brother, that releases you from all the brothers. Halacha Ches, paragraph 8. If a father has both a minor or maiden daughter who is still under his authority, that is from the age of 12 to 12 and a half, she's called a naira, a maiden, and he also has a daughter who has come of age, 12 and a half, now the daughter who has come of age, the bogeris, authorized her father to have her betrothed. Ein habogeres b'chol ad sheyifarish v'yomar biti habogeres she'asa osi shaliach. Now the father has his daughter betrothed to a man without specifying which of the 2 daughters is meant. The law is that the one who has come of age is not included unless the father says explicitly, "My daughter who has come of age has appointed me as her agent." Lefichach ein habogeres mikudeshes. Therefore, the daughter who has come of age is not betrothed, but her sister is. Halacha Tes, paragraph 9. Mi sheyesh lo shtei kitei banos, mishtei nashim, v'kulam b'shuso. A man has 2 sets of daughters by 2 wives, and all are still under his authority. They're all under the age of 12 and a half. V'kidesh achas mehen, u'bishas ha'kedushin amma labal, kidashti l'cha ezbiti hagdola. Now the father betroths one of them, by saying to the husband at the betrothal, "I betroth unto you my eldest daughter." Afal pishi yesh lomar, shema gedola shebigdolos kidashlo, o gedola shebigtanos, Oktana shebigdolos, shehi gdola min hagdola shebigtanos, hare kulon mutaros, chutz min hagdola shebigdolos, shehi levada hamukadeshes. All are free to marry other men, with the exception of the eldest of the older set, who alone is validly betrothed. This is so, even though it is possible to say, perhaps what he meant was the eldest of the older set, or the eldest of the younger set, or the youngest of the older set, who is older than the eldest of the younger set. We don't say all these things. We say he meant just the oldest of the older set. The reason for this being is that a person does not speak in a language that might lead to doubt later on. V'chein im kidesh bito haktana. Afal pi sheyesh lomar shem oktana shebiktanos, oktana shebigdolos, ogdolos shebiktanos, shehi ktana min haktana shebigdolos, hare kulon mitoros, chutz min haktana shebiktanos, v'hi levada hamukudeshes. The Rambam gives us a similar example. If a man betroths his youngest daughter, all are free to marry other men, with the exception of the youngest of the younger set, who alone is validly betrothed. And this is so even though it is possible to say, perhaps he meant the youngest of the younger set, or the youngest of the older set, she's also called youngest, or the eldest of the younger set, who is younger than the youngest of the older set. Shemishma bito hagdola, she'ein bevnosav gdola mimena, umishma bito haktana, she'ein behen ktana mimena. For the meaning of eldest daughter is one who is older than any one of her sisters, and the meaning of youngest daughter is one who is younger than any one of her sisters. We take this in the most extreme form, that oldest means literally oldest, and youngest means literally youngest. Halacha Yud, paragraph 10. Neman ha'av lomar abito kodem shetivgar shehi mikudeshes v'osfer al hakol. A father is to be believed when he says about his daughter before she comes of age that she is betrothed, and he thereby makes her forbidden to all other men. The father has that ability. Halacha Yud Aleph, paragraph 11. Ha'av sha'amar kidashti esbiti ve'eni yedei lami kidashtiha. The father says, I betrothed my daughter, and I don't know to whom I have betrothed her. Harezo asura la'olam al kol adam. Ha'cheyomar ha'av nodali shalaploni kidashtiha v'tia tzricha mimenu get bilvad. If a father said, I had my daughter betrothed, but I don't remember to whom, she is forever forbidden to all men, until such a time as the father may say, it has now come to my knowledge that I had her betrothed to so-and-so. And then she requires a get, a bill of divorce, from that man alone. And this is true even if the father discovers to whom he had betrothed her after the daughter had come of age. Halacha Yud Beis, paragraph 12. Amar ha'av, eini yedei lami kidashtiha. Uba echad v'amar, anihu shikidashtiha. Neman af lichnos. If the father says, I don't know to whom I had betrothed my daughter, another individual comes along and says, I am the one who had betrothed her. This man is believed even to consummate the marriage, and he does not have to betroth her again. Halacha Yud Gimel, paragraph 13. Bo shnayim, ze omer ani kedashtia, ve omer ani kedashtia, shneim nostim get. If two people come, one says, I betroth her, the other one says, I betroth her, they both have to give a get, if she wants to marry someone else. V'im ratzu, echad nosen get, v'echad konis. If they so consent and desire, one may give the get, the bill of divorce, and the other one may marry her. K'nosa v'achakach ba'acher v'amar anihu shikidashtiha, eino neman, v'eino osra al bailo. If, after the one person says that he had betrothed her, had married her, had consummated the marriage, and then another individual comes along and says, I am the one who had betrothed her, we do not believe the second person, and he could not make her forbidden to her husband. Halacha Yud Dalet, paragraph 14. Ha'isha she'amar niskadashti, ve'eni yadas lami niskadashti. Oba echad v'amar, anihu shekidashticha. Neman litin get, v'tiyah muteres l'chol adam, chutz mimenu. Aval eina neman lichnos, shema yitzra takvo, v'hitargu lo kedei lahatira. He is not, however, to be believed, insofar as consummation of the marriage is concerned. Perhaps he has been overcome by his temptation, and she is leading him on in order to make herself permitted to him. Halacha Tezvav, paragraph 15. Ha'omer le'isha kidashticha, v'hi omeres lo kidashtani. Hu asa bikrovos seha, v'hi muteres bikrovov. If a man says to a woman, I betroth you, and she says, no, you did not betroth me. He is forbidden to her relatives, but she is permitted to his relatives, because she never acknowledged that she was married. We believe her insofar as she is concerned, but we believe him insofar as he is concerned, that he is forbidden to marry any of her relatives. Kidashtani, v'hu omer lo kidashtich, hu muta b'krova seha, v'hi asura b'krova. If she says, you had betrothed me, but he says, he denies it, he says, no, I did not marry you, I did not betroth you, he is permitted in her relatives to marry hers, but she is forbidden to marry his. Kidashtich, v'hi omeris, lo kidashta elabiti, hu asa b'krovos gedola, o gedola muteris b'krovov. If the man says to the woman, I betroth you, and she says, you betroth not me, but my daughter, he is forbidden to the relatives of the mother, because he says, I betrothed you, but she is permitted to his relatives, because she denies it. On the other hand, he is permitted to the relatives of the daughter, but the daughter is and the daughter is permitted to his relatives as well. The mother is not believed to affect her daughter. Kidashti is bitech, v'hi omeris, lo kidashta ela osi, hu asa b'krovos habas, v'habas muteres b'krovov, u'mute b'krovos ha'em, v'ha'em asura al krovov. Now if the man says, I betroth your daughter, and she says, no, you betroth not her but me, he is forbidden to the relatives of the daughter, because he acknowledges that he betrothed her, but the daughter, who does not acknowledge this, is permitted to his relatives. On the other hand, he is permitted to the relatives of the mother, because he says he only married the daughter, but the mother is forbidden to his relatives because she mentions the fact that she was betrothed to him. Therefore, she is forbidden to his relatives. Halacha Tezayin, paragraph 16. V'chol elu shetoanim ha-kedushin, b'shetoan ha-toen, shehoyu sham kedushin b'fnei edim, v'holchu limdina acheres omesu. Now, in all these claims of betrothal, the rule applies only if the claimant pleads that the betrothal was performed in the presence of witnesses, and that the witnesses had gone away to another country or had died. If, however, these people admit that the betrothal was without witnesses, then there is no betrothal, as we have explained earlier. Now, in all the cases where a woman says to a man, you betroth me, and he denies it by saying, I did not betroth you, he should be requested to write a bill of divorce, a get, for her, in order to make her permitted to any other man, inasmuch as he suffers no loss thereby. What does he lose by giving her the get? Even though he denies it, he never betrothed her, and as far as he's concerned, she's not married to him, but since she would be forbidden without it, we ask him to give her the get. Now, if he gives her the get on his own initiative, he hasn't been told to do it, he must be compelled to pay her the amount of her ketubah. Because by giving the get voluntarily, that is an acknowledgement that he had betrothed her, and therefore he's obligated to give her all the financial rights that are contained within the ketubah. If, however, he's forced into giving her the get, and he never admits that he had betrothed her, he doesn't have to give her the ketubah, the financial obligations that would normally go from husband to wife when he divorces her. Yud Zayin, paragraph 17. Ha'osa shaliach l'kadosh lo isha, v'halach v'kitcha l'atzmo, ha'rezom b'kodeshes l'shliach. If a man appoints an agent to betroth a woman for himself, now the agent goes and betroths the woman to the agent, to himself. Instead of betrothing him for the one who sent him, he betroths the woman himself. She is betrothed to the agent. However, the Rambam says, we also lost his cane. It's forbidden to do this. V'chol ha'osa davar zeh v'kiyotzabom b'shar divrei mekach ha'mimkar nikra rasha. He who does such a thing, or anything similar to it, in other matters involving buying and selling, is called a wicked person, an evildoer. Halacha Yiches, paragraph 18. Ha'osa shaliach l'kadish lo isha, v'halach v'kitcha. Ha'shaliach omer la'atzmi kitashtiha, v'isha omeris la'rishin sh'shlachon is kadashti. If a man appoints an agent to betroth a woman to him, and the agent goes forth and betroths her. Now what happens? The agent claims, I betrothed her to myself, while the woman claims, I have been betrothed to the first man, the one who had sent him. What do we do in this case? Im lo asa shaliach be'edim, harei shaliach asa b'krova seha, v'hi muteres b'krova. V'ha'isha asura b'krovi ha'mishaleach, v'ha'mishaleach muter b'krova seha. If the agent was appointed without witnesses, as we learned earlier, the Rambam's opinion is that the person who appoints a shaliach, an agent, does not have to do so in the presence of witnesses. So if it had been done without witnesses, he is forbidden to all the relatives of the woman. That is, the agent is forbidden to all the relatives of the woman because he claims he had betrothed her. But she is permitted to marry his relatives because she does not admit to it. While the woman is forbidden to marry the relatives of the one who sent the agent because she acknowledges that she was betrothed to him. And the one who appointed the agent is permitted to marry her relatives because he does not know that he had betrothed her, because the agent says that he had not betrothed her to the first man, but rather to himself. If the appointment of the agent has been validated by witnesses, the woman is betrothed to the principal, to the first person. Halacha Yutes, paragraph 19. Amra, Eini yadas laminis kadashti, im l'shaleach o l'shlucho. If the woman says, I do not know to which one I was betrothed, either to the principal or to his agent, this is what we do. Im l'hurza kashaliach be'edim, harizo mekadashis l'sheni. If the appointment of the agent has not been validated by witnesses, she is betrothed to the latter, to the agent. V'im hurzak shehu shlucho, shneim nosnin get. If the agent's appointment has been validated by witnesses, both the sender and the agent must give her a get, a bill of divorce. V'im ratzu, echad nosnin get, v'echad kones. If they so desire, one may give the get, and the other may then consummate the marriage. Halacha chaf, paragraph 20. Ha'isha she'asasa shaliach l'kadsha, v'halach v'kidsha, v'beis halichasa bitla ha'shlichas v'chazer ba. A woman appoints an agent to betroth her, and he proceeds to do so, but while he's going to have her betrothed, she rescinds the agency, and she changes her mind about it, in which case he is no longer her agent. Now, v'ein yedua im kodem shekibolo ha'kedushin chazra, o acher ha'kedushin. It is not known to us whether before the agent accepted the betrothal for her, she changed her mind and rescinded the agency, or after the betrothal. She is therefore considered betrothed in doubt, and of course she needs a get, a bill of divorce. Similarly, in the case of a man who appoints an agent and then changes his mind, and we don't know whether he had changed his mind before he had been betrothed, before the agent betrothed this woman for him, or after, he is considered to be betrothed in doubt. Which means that in order for the woman to remarry, she must have a get, a bill of divorce, and if they want to get married, they want to continue with the marriage and consummate the marriage, he must betroth her once again. Halacha Chaf Aleph, paragraph 21. Hamekadesh achas mechamish nashim, ve'eina yodea eiza mehen kidesh. If a man betroths one out of five women, but he does not know which one of the five he betrothed. What about the women? What do they say? V'chol achas v'achas omeres, osi kidesh. And each one of them says, it was me that you betrothed. Oser v'krovos kulon. He is forbidden to marry any of the relatives of any of these five women. V'nosin get l'chol achas v'achas. He must give a bill of divorce to each one of them. Unless, of course, he wants to marry all of them, which in those days was permissible. Now, as far as the ksuba, the financial requirements that are stipulated with every marriage, he is not obligated to give every one of the five women the amount of money in the ksuba. What he does is, he leaves the amount that is required in the ksuba for one of them, he puts it between them, and he leaves. If the betrothal was performed by way of sexual intercourse, he is subject to the penalty imposed by the sages, whereby he must pay the ksuba to each one of them, because he betrothed her in an undignified manner, and caused this woman an indignity. Therefore they impose the fine that he must pay each one of them the amount of the ksuba, so that that woman definitely does not lose her financial rights. And the Rambam gives a rationale for this law. For it is obvious that the ksuba, which he had written for one of them, is lost. And now each one of them can claim, I am the one whom you betrothed, and for whom you wrote a ksuba, and my ksuba is lost. In other words, the Rambam is saying that it must be talking about a case where one writes a ksuba for a betrothed wife, because normally one does not write a ksuba for a betrothed wife, and she is not entitled to anything. But in the case where he specifically writes one, then she is entitled. Halacha Chav Beis, 22. Ha'isha she'yatza alea kol, she'hi mikudeshes l'ploni. Ha'rezo b'cheskes mikudeshes. If a woman is rumored to have been betrothed to so-and-so, the presumption is that she is indeed betrothed. V'afal pi she'ein sham raya berura, even though there is no clear proof of it. V'chol kol shelo hulzak bebezdin, ein choshishin lo. However, any rumor that has not been found or has not reached the courts is not something that you have to pay any attention to. Because there are many people who might say, I heard this from so-and-so, but if they're brought to court and they're asked about it, they might say they haven't heard anything. So only if the court has heard the rumor and validated it, only then would the rumor be valid. V'ketzad hu ha'kol she'tuzak zo bo she'himu kodeshes. What is an example of a rumor that justifies the presumption that she is betrothed? Kigon shebo shnayim v'he'idu shero haneres dolkim u'mitos mitzos u'v'nei adam nichnasim v'yotzin v'nashim smechas lo v'omros niskat sheplonis hayom. For example, if two witnesses come forth and testify that they saw lamps lit or couches spread, people entering and leaving, women rejoicing in her behalf and saying, so-and-so has been betrothed today. These are all signs that she is indeed betrothed. Likewise, if two witnesses come forth and say, we saw something resembling the rejoicing at a betrothal, and heard the sound of tumult, and so-and-so told us that he had heard from so-and-so, that so-and-so was betrothed in the presence of so-and-so and so-and-so. And those two witnesses who witnessed the betrothal had left, had departed to another country, or died. So in all of these examples, hareze kol shemarzik osa mekudeshes, this constitutes a rumor which justifies the presumption that she is betrothed. In all of these cases, we assume that she is indeed betrothed. However, the Rambam qualifies this in the next halacha, Chav Gimel, 23. When does the foregoing apply, the foregoing statement that she is presumed to be betrothed based on a rumor, shlo haise shama masla. Avol im haise shama masla, vishama hua masla, kishe shama shiniskacha, lo hukzaka mikudeshes. When is she presumed to be betrothed when there is no reasonable explanation to show how the rumor may have arisen by mistake? If there is a reasonable explanation, however, and the witnesses heard it at the same time that they heard that she was betrothed, she is not presumed to be betrothed. Ketzad hi ha'masla, what is an example of a reasonable explanation? Plonis niskadsha al tnai. O kedushi safik, lo hukzaka. If it was said at the time, so-and-so had been betrothed conditionally, or it was said she was betrothed with a betrothal of doubtful validity, then no presumption is established. Ella sholin osa v'somchen al dvareha hol ve'ein sham raya berura v'lo kol chazak. What do we do? Instead of relying on the rumor, we ask the woman herself, and we rely on her own words as to what really happened, inasmuch as there is no clear proof nor an unequivocal rumor. Since there is a plausible explanation that would explain why the betrothal would not be valid. Halacha Chavdalet, 24. Yatza aleha kol sheniskacha leploni, ula'acha yamim amru amasla. If a rumor has it that a certain woman had been betrothed to so-and-so, and subsequently there appears a reasonable explanation as to how she was really betrothed, this is what we do. Im nirin hadvarim lebezdin shehukain somchen al ha'masla v'lo tuchzak mekudeshes. If it appears to the court that the explanation is a reasonable one, credence must be given to it, and the presumption is that the woman is not betrothed. V'im lav hoil v'lo nishmo ha'masla be'eshe nishmo ha'kidushin ein choshen lo masla. Otherwise, no attention need be paid to the explanation. since it was not heard at the same time as the rumor of the betrothal. If the explanation would have been credible, you would have heard it at the same time that you heard the rumor of the betrothal. Halacha Chav Hei, 25. Masa ba'achas shiyotza aleha kol shenis kacha lebno shel ploni. Ula'achas man sholo le'aviv y'amar. Al t'nai kach nis kacha lo, v'lo nis kayim hat'nai. It happened once that a woman was rumored to have been betrothed to the son of so-and-so. After a while, the father was asked about it, and he replied, "She was betrothed to my son, but it was on such and such a condition, and the condition was not fulfilled." The Rambam continues as to what the rabbis ruled in this case. V'lo samcha chachamim al dvarav, ela amru, harezu safik mekudeshes, uke'ilu ein shama masla. The sages did not rely on his words, and they said that she is doubtfully betrothed as if there was no reasonable explanation. The reason why they did not rely on it, as opposed to the previous halacha, where it says the court sometimes could rely on an explanation that is advanced later, is because of the plausibility of the explanation. It depends on how the courts view the explanation. Halacha Chavav, paragraph 26. Yatza aleha kol shehimu kadeshes l'ploni, ubar sheni v'kitcha b'faneinu. If a woman is rumored to have been betrothed to so-and-so, a second person comes along and betroths her in our presence, in the presence of the court. Bodkin al kedusha rishon shehem b'kol. We investigate the betrothal of the first person, which was based on a rumor. Imbo eidim b'raya b'rura shimukadeshes l'rishon ein kedusha sheni klum. If witnesses come with certain proof that she was betrothed to the first person, then the betrothal of the second person is absolutely invalid. She doesn't require a bill of divorce from him. V'imlav, migarish rishon shekedusha b'kol v'nosi hasheni shekedusha v'adai. If not, if there are no witnesses that can validate the first rumor, the rumor that she was betrothed to the first person, then the first person gives her a divorce, the person who has been rumored to have betrothed her, and the second person could marry her because his betrothal is certain. V'im gerish hasheni, lo yichnas harishon. What happens if the second person to whom she was betrothed divorces her? She should not be married, she should not be wed by the first person. And the reason for that is, even though we assume that she's betrothed to the second and not to the first, so what's wrong with her marrying the first, now that she's divorced from the second? Shema yomru, herzig rushasa min ha'erusin, acha shenesarsa le'acher. We are afraid lest people shall say that he has taken back his divorcee, the woman who was divorced from betrothal, after she was betrothed to someone else. And there's a law that you're not allowed to remarry your divorcee once she is betrothed to someone else. Obviously, she was not really divorced from the first person, but the appearance of it might nevertheless be there. Halacha Chav Zayin, 27. Yatza aleha kol shehi mekudeshes l'ploni, v'yatza kol acher kamoso shehi mekudeshes l'acher. If a rumor goes out that she is betrothed to so-and-so, another rumor is heard similar to the first rumor, that she is betrothed to someone else. What do you do in that case? Two rumors about two different people. So the Rambam says, Echad kosiv get, v'echad konis. Bein rishon, bein achron. One of them writes the get, gives her a get, and one of them could wed her. It makes no difference whether it's the first or the second. Halacha Chav Ches, 28. Makam shenagu l'shloach sivlonos la'arusa, acha shetisaris, ubo eidim shero sivlono shehuvlu la, choshishun la shema niskacha, utzricha get misafik. In a place where it is the custom to send gifts to the bride after the betrothal, if witnesses come forth to testify that they had seen gifts being brought to her, there is cause for fear that she might have been betrothed, and she therefore requires a get out of doubt. She has to be given a bill of divorce out of doubt, because the fact itself that she has these gifts is an indication that she has already been betrothed. Afal pi sherov anshe ha'ir ein mishalchem sivlonos ela kodem ha'erusin. Even though the majority of people in that community don't send gifts except before the betrothal, and therefore there's no indication that the betrothal had already taken place. But nevertheless, since here the minority does send gifts after the betrothal, we have to be concerned that she had already been betrothed. Umakim shenagu kulam l'shloach sivlonos b'tchila, v'achakach mekanshin, v'ro sivlonos. Ein Choshishim La, in a place where the custom of all the people in the community is to send gifts first and then betroth, and they saw the sending of the gifts, they saw her in possession of these gifts, one has no need to be worried about her status. She is definitely not considered betrothed, since the gifts are no indication of betrothal. Halacha Chavtes 29. Hurzak Shtar Ksubasa. If there is a presumption that there was a ksuba, that's the marriage contract which states the requirements that the husband has to his wife, the financial requirements, so we know that there is a ksuba, but we don't know that it had reached her possession. Im derech mixas anshi hamakom shemekadshin v'achakach kosvin choshishin lo. If it is the custom of some of the people in that region that they betroth first and then they give and write the ksuba, then we're concerned and we consider this to be an indication that she had already been betrothed. V'afal pi she'ein sham sofer. And even though there is no scribe, ein omrim, we don't say shemem v'pnei hasofer shematza higdim v'kasav. Perhaps because he happened to find a scribe, he hastened to write the ksuba even before the betrothal. We don't make that assumption. The assumption is rather that since normally in that place people write the ksuba after the betrothal, she had already been betrothed. V'im derech kol anshei hamakom shekosvin haksuba kodem hakiddushin ein choshishin lo. If it is the custom of all the people in that region to write the ksuba before the betrothal, there is no ground for apprehension. One has no concern that she is already betrothed. Halacha Lamed 30. Shnayim omrim re'inua sheniskatcha biyom ploni. U'shnayim omrim lo re'inua. Two witnesses say, we saw that this woman was betrothed on this and this date. Two others say, we did not see her. Aval pi shekulam shcheinim b'chatzar achas. Harezim u'kadeshes. Even though they're all neighbors, they all live within one courtyard, she is considered to be betrothed. Even though there were two witnesses that said they did not see her betrothed, she ain't tanas lo reinuha raya, she derech ha'am lekadesh betzina, because those who say we did not see her have no real proof about it, because it is the custom for people to betroth in privacy, and therefore the fact that they didn't see it doesn't constitute any proof that she did not become betrothed. Halacha Lamed Aleph 31. Amar Eidechad mikodeshes hizu. If one witness says this woman is betrothed, and she denies it, and she says, no, I was not betrothed, she is permitted to marry another person. The reason for this, the Talmud says, is that one witness is not believed to say she is betrothed when she contradicts that witness, because we have a presumption that she would not have the chutzpah, the nerve, to contradict the witness if it was not true what she says. However, the Rambam says, Echad Omer Mekudeshes V'Echad Omer Eina Mekudeshes Lo Tinasei. If one witness says she's betrothed, another witness says she's not betrothed, then she cannot marry another person, even if she denies that she is betrothed, because since she has one witness supporting her, she has the courage to contradict the other witness, even though the other witness might actually be telling the truth. V'im Niseis Lo Teitzei Shaharihi Omeris Lo Niskadashti. If she did wed this person, she does not have to leave this person, because she in fact does say that she was not betrothed. Amra mekudeshes ani ula'achas zman amda v'kidsha atzma. If she said initially, I am betrothed, and after a while she gets up and she betroths herself to someone else. Im nasna masla dvareha, if she gives a plausible explanation to her words, v'amra, and she says, mepnei kach v'kach amarti b'tchila shani mekudeshes, because of this and this reason, I said initially that I was betrothed. V'ra'inu b'dvareha mamish, and we see that there's some substance to her words, that they are credible. Harezo muteras l'sheni, then she's allowed to marry the second person. V'imlo nasna maslo, osha nasna v'ein behem mamish, harezo asura, v'kedusha sheni kedusha safik. However, she does not give an explanation to her words, or she gives an explanation, but they have no substance, they're not credible, the explanation is not a plausible one, she would be forbidden to that person, that means to the second person, and the betrothal of the second person is considered to be in doubt. L'fichach nosen laget v'tia asura alav v'al hakol atche yavo arusa. Therefore, the second person has to give her a get, a bill of divorce, and she will be forbidden to him and she's forbidden to everyone else as well, until the person whom she said had betrothed her comes and verifies the fact that she was betrothed or not. She wouldn't be allowed to marry the first person either until she gets a get, a bill of divorce, from the second one whose betrothed to her is in doubt. V'chein ha'isha shabbos v'amra eishes ishani. So too, the law would apply to a woman who comes and says, I am a married woman. V'chazr v'amra pnuya ani. And then turns around and says, I am a single woman. I'm not married. Im nasta maslo dvareha v'yesh b'dvareha mamish harizona menes. If she gives an explanation to her words, and the explanation is a plausible one, it has substance to it, she is then believed. With this, the Rambam concludes Perik Chi of Hilchas Ishos, the ninth chapter of the laws concerning marriage.